New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is projecting a loss of $100 million this year. It's just one of many struggling museums, but one popular Paris institution has a unique economic model to keep it running during the pandemic, and it involves selling some of the artwork. Here's Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
It's beautiful.
Clemence Goldberger walks through the spacious hedge-lined garden of the Rodin Museum in the southwest corner of the city.
It's the most beautiful museum in Paris, isn't it?
She may be the museum's PR director, but she has a point. We stop to smell the pink and white roses in front of the 19th century sculptor's most famous bronze statue, The Thinker.
Look at this scenery. Everybody enjoys looking at The Thinker, the most famous sculpture in the Western world. In the back, you can see the Eiffel Tower right
and
now.
And thanks to Rodin's economic ingenuity, this statue and many of his others also can be found in galleries around the world. When he died in 1917, Rodin left his estate to the museum, including the original plaster molds of more than 100 sculptures.
Rodin gave the economical system so that the museum could live by giving his collection of molds in which the bronzes are cast. And so the museum can go on casting, and these are originals.
In other words, the museum actually still uses these molds to recast the sculptures and sell them. With a projected loss of 3 million euros this year, the molds have never proved more valuable. Just don't go calling what they produce copies.
Legally, they are originals. They are originals from Rodin, and they were made 1 year ago. So what is original, what is not?
Didier Reichner is an art historian and founder of the website La Tribune de l'Art. He acknowledges the existential questions that arise from this practice, but says you can't blame the museum for utilizing a system the artist himself put in place.
It's good because it brings money for the museum, and they can buy real originals made by Rodin or under his supervision and sell bronze which were made 1 year ago.
There is a cap on editions, 12 per mold forever, so they maintain their rare value. With prices starting at around 30,000 euros and extending to tens of millions, the molds have become a crucial safety net. Even though the Rodin Museum is considered public, it doesn't take any money from the state. But that's exactly what the artist wanted, says the museum's director, Catherine Chevillot.
I think he wanted to be sure that his museum could survive and could be independent from administration.
After a four-month closure due to the coronavirus, the museum reopened to the public in early July. But it's a different experience, starting with a face mask requirement.
Here is my mask.
A hand sanitizer machine at the entrance, and a one-way path through the galleries. The most noticeable change, however, is the drop in visitors. The majority of ticket sales usually come from international tourists, many of whom are still barred from entry into the European Union. On top of that list, Americans, who made up a quarter of all visitors last year, says the museum's Clemence Goldberger.
Many American people were interested in Rodin's work, even though at the very beginning, Rodin was considered too sensual for some Puritan spirits.
Luckily, that's no longer the case. And even if the Rodin Museum in Paris won't be seeing many visitors from abroad anytime soon, fans may still be able to find, quote, original editions of the artist's work in museums closer to home. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.